Shalom out there and good evening. I'm having another nugget of gold to share with you, and that is from personal experience right now at midnight. I am ready for going to sleep. I want to be going to sleep. I'm needing and ready to go to sleep. And I just walked into my kitchen, and there's the most delicious, beautiful, partly blended vegetable and garbanzo bean soup, all organic, and it's little chicken stock that I made from a soup a couple of days ago, and that's also organic, and I just want to taste it. And the broccoli on the stove next to it that's lightly sauteed, just lightly steamed with just a little bit of spices in the water and the lemon squeezed over it. And I ate both for dinner. And they gave me such a high and such nourishment. And what I need to say and what I ask you to grasp is that even really, really, really good food at the wrong time is not really good. It's in fact not good at all. And the willpower that it's taking right now is me looking up and saying, please, God, don't let me eat right now. Please give me strength. Please give me strength to not eat this right now. And I'm not going to, because I know that eating at night does not serve my soul and does not serve my body. The dreams that I will have, from what I've been taught from very high sources of our ancient sages, is that if you eat at night and then go to sleep, your dreams will be altered. Your ability to manifest creativity from higher levels, what you may be able to bring down while you rest, while you shut down your brain a little bit, will not be the same. The messages that may want to get transmitted in that space and time of night when you are crossing over to the other side and checking on otherworldly things and sometimes maybe even being called to judge a case that you personally were a part of for somebody who's transferred over the other side. All those things are going on at night. And they're going on in our dreams. Unless we eat at night and we mess up our dreams. So for the past few nights, I've actually been letting myself eat like at 11 o'clock at night. And it's really good food, I'm telling myself. And it's really healthy anyway, I'm telling myself. And I actually believed it for a couple of days because it's true. But then I caught myself tonight and I said, just go to sleep. Just go to sleep. Love yourself enough to say no to what you know is not good for you. That's what I'm telling myself, so that's what I'm sharing with you. I hope you can incorporate it. I hope it'll make a difference in your life. If you just say no one time next week to one temptation, hey, great, you've made progress. Take good care and make it a beautiful day.